Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 18th of October. It's like Armageddon out there with all the rain and the wind and the horrible. I'm so had enough of this rain now. So over the rain, enough, gone. Be gone, be cold and sunny. But I am joined in the studio today by my gorgeous co-host, the wonderful Julie Daniels, the chic stylist. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello,
she's back. And our guest today is the ever wonderful Hax.
Hello.
Hello, Hax. Hicks. What's your title these days? Film producer extraordinaire?
Well, I don't know, actually. It's you, filmmaker, anyway.
I've always been a filmmaker,
but storyteller, story advocate, I don't know.
Story man.
We need a good title for you.
We do.
Hax.
We do.
Yes. Filmmaker extraordinaire.
Yes.
Okay, so today's tweet, come in with a good title for Hax. What should we call him? Nice. Keep it clean. We have got a great show today. We've got lots to talk about. And we do want to, as ever, hear from you, the listeners. So do give us a tweet. We've got quite a few tweets coming already. We're still going to read those in a minute. But give us a tweet. How are you doing? How's your week been? How are you coping with the wet weather? Tweet us, as always, at Bunker Extra with hashtag BeExtraBeBunker. Give us a call in the studio. Nobody calls us these days. We feel so lonely. Give us a call.
Aww.
I know, on 01233 220035. 01233 220035.
You should know nobody calls anymore. It's not a thing anymore.
I know. Cool. Cool. Let's come on. Be novel. Use the phone. Pick it up. Dial it. Not that we ever see it because it's always over there and I'm never looking at it and seeing it flashing. But we've got the number just in case. As always, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, if you've got an event, okay, so there's a few events coming towards the end of the year, but obviously 2020 has got to be a big event for you, just because of the date, isn't it?
Yeah.
2020, your dates, the events. So there's got to be loads of events coming next year. So give us an email and let us know what events are coming up. Come on and tell us about your events. We want to talk about your events. We want to find out why you're doing the event, what's a good thing about the event. So give us an email at bunkextra@gmail.com. Now, last week on the show, I was joined by co-host Gemma Fairclough Haynes of Orchard Employment Law, and we had a co-host spotlight special when we're talking all HR and things to think about, which was great. And we do have to give a hugest shout out to Gemma today because it's her birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey, that was quite good, that was.
Oh, had a great a cappella thing going on.
That worked really good.
Simon Cowell, sign us up.
I'm always told I shouldn't sing. That's why I was a bit reticent.
Oh, okay. No, you did it sound right, didn't it? We drowned you out, so it's fine.
Yes, exactly. Very cool. That's what I was hoping.
Happy birthday, Joe. I know she is actually currently on her way to Blue Water, so I'll make her listen later so she hears.
That's my girl.
Yes, exactly. The right place to go for your birthday, for sure. Excuse me. But it was a great show, and there's lots of interesting facts and things to think about with regards to employing people and even having volunteers or students coming to work for you about the fact that you shouldn't actually ever give them anything because it ends up binding you into a contract, surprisingly enough. So if you have somebody volunteer and you just offer to pay their bus, you know, their travel or something like that, you have to pay them exactly what they've spent out. If you give them anything over, if you say, oh, I'm just going to give them like 20 quid for helping me, you're entering into a contract that you're going to pay them that.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so that's legal.
And that, then, that has
all the ramifications, everything else you have to pay. Exactly.
Oh, okay.
So it's all these little things. And especially small businesses, you don't think about, you know, oh, somebody's helping me. Oh, you know, I want to, you know, I'll give them something. Thank you very much for helping me. Don't be horrible. Don't give them anything.
And that goes for interns. It must do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah. And interns and everything like that.
I get approached all the time by people who want to learn a bit more about editing or what the real world is like in filmmaking and stuff.
The problem is it deters employers then, doesn't it?
Exactly.
From taking these guys on and they want that experience. Yeah. You need the help.
Exactly.
As an employer. But with all these little fine print
it's just being aware at the end of the day, isn't it?
If
you're not sure, ask.
It is.
I mean, it's like even like you can offer to pay their travel, but they either have to give you their bus ticket or their petrol receipt and you give them exactly what they've paid, not a penny over. But it's just about being aware at the end of the day, like with everything that we do. But if you missed that show, it is on bizradio.co.uk. Click on the extra tab and all the previous shows are there. I think about 119 we're on now.
Wow.
So we're working our way through them, which is great. We've had loads of activity on Twitter this morning. Look at all these tweets we've had come in from people, all the shout outs. We've had, where's it go? I saw one from can't find it now. We've had one from Athelbrae. Can't believe it's Friday. It's been that sort of week. Busy booking public courses for early 2020. Chilston Park, 23rd January, supervisory management, and 27th for wellbeing. And new, getting to grips with management, starting 26th of February. Struggling to remember to type 2020. It's not 20. I know. So that's Kate from Athelbrae. So Athelbrae, who do lots of training. You know, I'm liking the look of that 2020 in gold. It's just 2020 appeals to me. 2020 is the year. It's going to be amazing. So if you want to find out more about the courses, if you go at Athelbrae, so it's A-T-H-E-L-B-R-A-E-L-T-D on Le Twitter. And they do loads of great training courses. Some are private, some are public. So check those out. What else have we got over there? What have you got over there, Julie?
I'm just having a look-see. We've got Fruitworks co-working. A shout out. Fruitworks community space in Canterbury is expanding. They have hot fixed desks and small private units. So if interested in a space, get in contact. hello@fruitworks.co.uk.
Perfect. 6-2 have been on. We've had a good week here. We hosted this month's Kent Digital Meetup on Wednesday. We had two great interactive talks from Amy Colston, who is Mui Fee Photography, and Becky... what's Becky's surname?
Sims
from Reflect.
Reflective Digital.
And the room was buzzing with conversation.
Oh, it was amazing. I can vouch for it.
I missed that, sadly. What was her talk like?
We missed you.
Oh, thank you.
Hax is not there.
We had a phenomenal evening. It was amazing. There was a good 30 digi and non-digi, like me, people in the room. The talks were phenomenal, so engaging.
That's good.
And so informative.
Yeah, it's a great evening, I have to say. And
really beautiful energy.
Always takeaway bits from there, and the networking is good.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Every, was it second Wednesday?
Third.
Every third Wednesday of the month.
The next one's 20th of November.
November.
Somebody asked me that just this morning. Yeah. That's why I know.
20th of November.
Aaron. Aaron doesn't know.
You're welcome, Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron haven't got a clue. Megan always knows, don't you, Megan?
Absolutely.
So Megan, listen back later. So Megan's going to be listening back later. Have a great show with Hax. We've had one from Social Day. So Social Day has had an amazing week. We hosted the Social Media Marketing Awards on Monday to recognise and celebrate the best in social media. So Social Day, organised and ran by, founded by Lucy Hall. And I did see pictures from the award ceremony.
She looked amazing. Lucy, you were a doll
in
that red dress.
Absolutely rocking it. And the awards look amazing. Yeah. Fantastic event. So coming up in November is Digital Women.
That's right.
Event.
Yeah.
Which is
in London again.
London, which Tech Expo are supporting. Unfortunately, now I can't go. I need to, because it's a Friday.
Yeah.
Doing it on a Friday. Yeah. I did a radio show on a Friday.
Not great.
But it's going to be an amazing event. She normally has over 200 women in business, and then about 16 different women in business in digital, talking about different aspects of digital. So that's a phenomenal event.
And it's so reasonably priced, including lunch. It's something like £25 with lunch, refreshments. I mean, bargain.
It's brilliant.
Great value day. Definitely.
So thank you for the tweet, Social Day.
You know, I really do think that events like that are a good option in terms of marketing.
Oh yeah,
because you always get to meet people. It's a networking thing, but it's not a networking event.
No,
it's actually a conference, and there's a lot of knowledge and a lot of stuff going on. They're just brilliant to go to.
Definitely.
And that's the thing, you've got that in mind, you network everywhere you go, and you should always network wherever you go. You never know who you're speaking to and you know what, who they are and who they know and who might.
It was like the
something.
Digital thing the other night. I thought, oh, I'm so not digital, but let's see who we can meet. And oh my God, what I loved was that I'm connected with so many people on LinkedIn and various other social media. And it was so good to put the flesh and bones on these little heads that I just see on a LinkedIn profile.
Absolutely.
And I love that. Yeah, and they were like, I know you. And I was like, I know you too, but now we really know each other.
Now we know each other. Exactly.
So yeah, lovely.
It's great. We've also had a tweet from Phil Wilson, the drummer. He's come up for air. A bit of a busy one. 4 productions, a corporate team building and talk percussion on the disco theatre show Lost in Music at Southend. Fast Love at Nottingham and Rocket Man at High Wycombe. Makes me tired just saying it. Phil is just out there, just on it big time at the moment. Have a great show, Phil. Phil, remember, rest. In between, he just constant, like the life on the road as a drummer, he's always on it. So look after yourself, Phil, but it's great to have you tweeting. Thank you very much.
Me now?
Me now. Go on, you do me now.
So we've got, it's Barry, isn't it?
Barry.
Barry and John. And he says, and John, their week has been full of cake. And they would like a shout out to put the icing on it. Woo-hoo.
Absolutely, yes.
So shout out to you. Hello, guys.
Barry's wife is thinking or has just started up a cake making business.
Oh, I didn't know that. So there we go. Makes
Barry,
sense.
Unfortunately, has to sample the cakes to make sure they're okay.
Oh, it's a hard life, isn't it?
It's a tough life. But I've seen some of the pictures. They look absolutely amazing.
Ooh,
so we're going to have Barry on soon. Just bring some cake in, please, Barry.
Yeah.
Chocolate's my favourite. Lemon drizzle, second favourite.
I like a little red velvet.
Red velvet? Carrot cake, but without the raisins. Oh, I was just talking. Let's move on to me.
Let's
so
go.
Hungry.
I'm salivating now.
We're always hungry on this show. We should. I used to, when I still lived at home with Mum and Dad, I always used to bring cake in because Mum used to make it.
Oh, your mum does the best brownies.
I know.
Oh, gosh.
I know, but I don't live at home anymore and I don't have time to do it myself, so.
How come I haven't tasted one of these brownies?
You've got to come in on an occasion.
Yes, I'll get Mum to make some and then you can the best brownies in the world.
Best. They were.
The trouble is, I've been spoiled. Where Mum always makes cakes, obviously as I've grown up.
You don't bother, do you?
I don't make cakes. Lucy makes cakes with Nanny, and so we make cakes. I can't eat shop-bought cakes.
But there's a massive difference. I know, you can taste the difference in a homemade, the moistness, the freshness.
Oh, just.
And then the stale, hard.
Exactly.
Just exterior not the same. Of a shop-bought.
So just can't do it. But we had a tweet from the lovely Lisa Settle. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Have a lovely show. Sun is out. I know, sun is out for now. Good. You know why I'm so annoyed about this weather these days? Normally I don't care because I can hide away from it. But now I've got a horse. Mud up to the waist.
Mucking out. Duties. I don't envy you.
Don't have to muck her out because she won't go in the stable. But I have to muck out the field. But it's just, you get hit. It's so much more tiring doing anything when it's raining. So it's nice to have the sun out.
The problem is at the moment, though, is that it starts really cruddy. It's pouring of rain. It's really dark. It's quite windy and quite ugly out there. So, of course, what do you wear? And it's, everyone just throws on the layers or puts on, all the coats and things and the scarf. And then you get out and then it turns out like a beautiful day.
But the trouble is, even though it's been really, really wet, it hasn't been cold.
Temperature hasn't dropped down below
15, 16 degrees.
Apart from first thing in the morning and last thing in the night.
Yeah, but generally, been really warm, which is, you say, it's even harder because you put these layers on to keep dry and then you're sweating and you take them off.
Yep.
But, no, you're right, Lisa. The sun is now out, so we're going to make the most of it. I think it's supposed to brighten up for next week for half term, so that's good.
Yeah.
Be a bit brighter.
But it's going to rain heavily this afternoon.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, thanks. Did we escape that storm? There was a storm coming.
No, it hit last night.
It hit last night.
I heard the rain. I heard the rain. Was that it? Okay. Well, that's good. That was it.
There was that it. We've also got a tweet from Romney Resource Centre at Romney Resource on the Twitter saying, Romney Resource Centre is running a fully funded food hygiene course on October 24th. We still have spaces left. It's at the Romney Marsh Business Centre on New Romney. Looking for a fully funded training food hygiene course. That's really great. So if you follow at Romney Resource on the Twitter, you can find out more on there. Just seeing if there's an email address and there's not. So you can phone them on 01797 367 455. Get on the phone if you fancy a fully funded food hygiene course. That'd be really good for obviously people. Barry, your wife should go on that food hygiene for
definitely
making cakes.
You must.
Perfect. So loads of tweets coming through. It's really great. There's so much going on out there at the moment. So what have you been up to, Julie? What's been going on with you?
So my online colour consultations have been going
good.
Amazingly. Fantastic. I've had a really good take up. Hacks, if you didn't know, I am a colour consultant as well as a radio host extraordinaire. And I have now just launched my online colour services online. Wow. And I can, with lots of fabulous technology, code people's personal colour in based on their eye colour, their hair colour, their skin complexion, to ensure they're wearing, the most enhancing
the right
colours. Yeah. So I've gone live online with it rather than only just sitting in a room for hours on it and draping them in different colours. And it's fabulous because it's just an hour of people's time. They can do it from the comfort of their own home. We get online. They have to send me lots of pictures and lots of requirements up front. But when we get on the call, it's fabulous because I work through colour personalities and colour, psychology as well. So it's all about the personality and the types of colours that you then wear to reflect you. So, oh my God, it's been phenomenal. I've had such a great take up. I'm so pleased.
That's really
good. I launched
good.
A massive offer in October, and quick, shameless plug, I've still got that going on. 25% off my colour consultations. And I've got a beautiful shopper bag, tote bag with a range of goodies and smellies and good stuff in there for anybody that books in October, because it's my birthday month too.
Of course it is.
It is, it is.
What date is yours?
I'm 24th. I'm next Thursday.
I keep getting everybody. I have about five people's birthdays in October and I forget everybody's date.
Oh.
So and so is the 14th. No, it's not. It's the 16th.
So I want a happy birthday on Friday next week, please.
Absolutely.
I want, you know, yeah, Gemma.
So I'm going to set a reminder.
Richard,
so I don't forget.
Yeah.
Richard's on next week. So Richard, remind me.
Get your vocal cords in gear.
Yes, we're going to sing happy birthday. Julie. We have to have Hacks back on to sing again.
Just, you don't want me to sing. Just coming back to colour. Because I started my professional life as a photographer and eventually went into fashion and catalogue
really?
Stuff. So we were working with models and makeup artists. So very quickly,
I became appreciated. That was a hard life, wasn't it? Working with those models.
It was. So I became very aware of what colours suited what faces and what colour complexions and so forth. And about 2 years ago, I met a very, very vivacious and gregarious lady who was, in my view, not wearing the right colours at all. And I said, that red is a really brave red on your lips.
Brave. Yeah. That's a good word
joking,
for it.
I was just flirting with her as well. But she came back to me and she said, well, you know, she says, I'm actually an autumn.
Yes,
but she
autumn
says,
season.
I went through this process with a fellow professional like yourself.
Yeah.
And identified the fact that when I wore autumn colours, it made me feel down.
And this.
So she then was then guided to go into her summer or
absolutely.
Spring
colours. Absolutely. Because you have a secondary characteristic. Yeah. And sometimes if it doesn't work with your, you know, your first characteristic doesn't work with your main personality and your vibrance and who you are, then absolutely chop and change it a bit.
I just found and it fascinating how you can change your mood just by,
colour is enormous. Mm. Absolutely enormous. Quick story. I had a big meeting last week. I already had from the night before a full black ensemble. That's not normally me, but I'm just feeling a bit black.
Feeling a bit black.
It's the weather, though, is it? It really does. It really does have a sad effect on you. I had this black dress, black blazer, black boots, black tights, etc., all ready to go. The next morning, again, looked out the window, black, miserable. But I was like, you know what? No. I'm not doing black today. I'm going to win my meeting. On went the leopard print. On went the big bright red lipstick, as it is today. And I was out there feeling bloody brilliant and confident. It's the confidence, you know?
Exactly.
That really lifts the mood.
Yes, and if you're a professional and you're selling or pitching or whatever, then how you come across is critical in the early stages.
Of course it is.
You know, it really is.
Without a doubt. And especially what you do as well in video. I mean, you know, when you're capturing people in the best light and in their environment and, you know, on doing their pictures and things like that. Again, they want to be representing the best them.
Exactly.
Through how they look and how they're putting their best foot forward.
Yes.
Because people
are very quick to interpret their own opinions of who you are by what you look like and how you come across.
It's carefully crafting the perception that others have of you.
Mm. Now, is it 11 opinions in 7 seconds or 7 opinions in 11 seconds? I always get it around the wrong way, but basically, on first impressions, people instantly decide whether they like you.
Yeah. It's literally 60 seconds. In the first 60, it's under 60 seconds, under a minute, people have already judged you.
Mm. Yeah.
By what you're wearing.
That happens at a neuro level within our brains.
Of course.
And we're not judging you at all today, Hacks.
Oh, thank you. No, I have to say, I'm dressed for radio, definitely.
Did you not see who was on the show? See, normally
I did.
People normally see their co-host is Julie. And they're like, God, I make sure I dress up really smartly.
Not notice.
The men normally wear suits and everything just to make sure.
They do.
Well, I did. I was sitting in my kitchen having a cup of coffee at 10:15. And I suddenly thought, oh, my God, I should be at the studio in 15 minutes. So I literally just grabbed my keys and walked out the door, not even thinking what
I should
be wearing.
See, the beauty of living on the doorstep of the studio, that's why I love this role, because I do the same. I just roll out the bed looking like this every day.
You obviously spend a lot more time rolling out than I do, that's for sure.
Not at all. I just wake up like this.
Exactly. She just always looks like that. That's always the way.
So what have you been up to, Amanda?
I've actually been slowing down a little bit. because obviously I've had a manic couple of, well, manic year so far. And all the events and Tech Expo and the apprenticeship graduation. And just now beginning to build up for a huge plan for 2020. There's going to be Networkers Networking is coming back next year. So we're rolling that out again next year.
It's the first time I met you was at your Networkers Networking.
So and we're bringing it back and we're going to have a few twists and turns to it this year. We're going to make it exciting. Let's just say there's going to be cats and giraffes and other
I wonder where creatures. That could be.
That's just one place. There's two places where there's going to be cats. But no, so we're gonna you know, use unique venues, and then we're going to bring in some other bits and pieces, but I'm keeping it secret for the minute.
Oh, it sounds amazing.
And then
I
the Venues
wait.
And Events Expo is moving to down south, down to Basingstoke.
Oh.
We wanted to go south just to make it a little bit more central, not just in Kent. So we're moving across looking like Basingstoke for that. Tech Expo is moving a little bit further down, possibly to Ashford. And then some other bits in between. So, yeah.
Sounds good. But sometimes you need to slow down in between all the planning and the preps.
Well, you just don't have time to do it otherwise, do you? No. So it's a bit like, right, okay, let's just,
take stock.
Breathe. And then, and go back. And just been looking through. Actually came up on my timeline today, 2 years ago today. I hosted an event for a client which was a 50th business anniversary dinner on the walkways of Tower Bridge. And Hax was there because he did a bit of videoing for us on the day. And, you know, it's still one of my most favourites.
It was
such
a brilliant
Brilliant event. Literally, I think we was in and out within 3 hours.
Wow.
In, drinks reception, sit, dinner, talks. Thank you very much. Out you go.
Go
15,
you.
15 grand later, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, not paid to me, paid to the
But Tower Bridge.
Those sort of venues, they just turn them around like that. You've got the
of course
unique,
they do.
But the atmosphere and the experience for the clients was amazing. You know, it was it was 25th business anniversary with 50 guests.
Nice.
And so I keep them every year. I'm like, ready to do that again? He went, maybe when we get to 50. but those type of things are great. And I love doing those type of things. And Grillers and Grounds charity fashion show was 2 years ago.
Yes,
and all that
of course.
Type of thing. So it's just, we're looking at doing another one possibly in 2020.
Good.
Just to liven up a bit. I love those type of events.
Mm.
Party and
fun.
Different. And
Seco, cake.
Well, exactly.
Good excuse to dress up.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
And for me, it's just so I can wear the radio mic and be bossy on the mic.
I was about to say.
Are you not bossy off the mic then?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, I am. But I got to walk around with shouting commands and everything.
Don't pretend.
But it's great. And actually, I'm looking forward to it because Hax followed me around for about 6 months, wasn't it, at that point?
Oh,
so that was 2 years ago you followed me
around. Was that when you did the blooper video?
Yeah, we've got more bloopers videos coming
that.
Out. I haven't released the Tech Expo one yet. That's going to come out this week, next week. What's the day? Friday. lost track of days.
We're in Ashford.
Ashford.
2019.
Is it really still? But Hax followed me around and he's got loads of footage of basically behind the scenes stuff, haven't you? Of like putting the events together and what was involved and all that type of thing.
I think that's the where the real value comes from, you know, when you do all the behind the scenes. Mm.
Well, it's all part of telling the story.
Exactly. It's a storytelling.
The event and the guests and the organiser or the client sees the event at the event's time. There's very little engagement that they have in terms of the planning. But when you actually follow, when I followed Amanda, I suddenly realised just how much work from a very early date all the way through to get it to a point where it was ready to go.
And the thing is, then the audience can appreciate that and that's it. And it's capturing that for people
exactly.
to see what effort and hard work goes into it.
So I'm going to get all that
good.
Footage off of Hax.
It would have made a really brilliant reality show.
It would have done. We need 2020 reality show.
Get me in there. I'm on. I'm with you.
But I think that's the thing, isn't it? As you say, people turn up on the day and they see the event and people just don't see the blood, sweat and tears that lead up to it. And
it's the things that go wrong as well.
Oh yeah.
You don't realize. But I have to say, you were like a swan because you were so graceful.
Pay him later, Amanda.
So unaffected, but things going on around you were incredible.
Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to actually going through back all that footage. Cause also as when you're a business owner, you carry on going and you carry on looking forward and you forget to look back at what you have achieved and what you have done. And I think all business owners do that. You're so focused on where you've got to get to and where you're going, you forget to go, Hang on a minute. Have I, you know, and what worked well and what didn't work well, and, you know, pull out the good, the highlights and everything. And, you know, it actually leads on really nicely. We're talking about the storytelling behind the video, because that is predominantly what you help clients do, isn't it, Hax? It's, sort of like, it's not just a case of just shooting one video and then off you go. It's about producing a story, which then brings clients into wanting to use you.
Yeah.
We're going to go to a quick musical break, and then when we come back, we're going to speak really in detail.
Looking
with Hax
forward to
about this. A little bit more history. Now, I'm so glad you came on, because there's only two types of guests I can play this song for. You're one, and the Aspen Orphanation is the other. I love this song. This is not the Galpins version. This is Toto version, but I love this song so much. And then obviously afterwards, we can explain why it's relative to you. Do you know what it is yet, Julie?
Not yet.
Wait for it.
Might be too young.
No, you're not too young. You'll know.
I'm trying to be.
You already know, ready?
Yeah.
So love this song.
I hear the drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. Gonna take a life to drag me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I bless the rains down in Africa. We're gonna take some time to do the things we never had." The wild dogs cry out in the night as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
This is Channel 2,
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 18th of October. I am joined in the studio today by the wonderful, gorgeous Julie Daniel, the chic stylist.
Hello, hello, hello.
And our guest is the wonderful, gorgeous Hacks. We still have no title for you, though. Filmmaker, storyteller, entrepreneur.
Yes.
Not entrepreneur. Extraordinaire is what I meant to say.
Yep. And an storyteller. Attention advocate.
Attention advocate.
Yeah. We live in an attention economy now. So we're fighting for everybody's attention.
I like that. Attention advocate.
We need to be very conscious about how we grab people's attention.
Yeah, I guess it's important that we do it the right way.
Absolutely. But I have to say, following that song, I love that song. I love that song. And a really good friend of mine who lives in Kenya was actually taking Toto or a couple of members of the band out on safari in a place called Amboseli, which is right at the foothills of Kilimanjaro. And while they were around a campfire, they were talking about songwriting and everything like that, because that's part of what they were doing out there. And Richard turned around to one of them and said, "Well, you know what? Nobody's ever written a song about Kilimanjaro." And so they wrote that song.
Yeah.
Boom. Oh, I've got, there it is.
Goosebumps. I just, you know, that, I mean, I love that song anyway. It has a lot of meaning because, as I said, when we did the Gorillas and Gown charity fashion show 2 years ago, we used that as the soundtrack for it. And we didn't use a Toto version. Paul's son was at King's College and part of their... King's College. I'm going to get clubbed off for that. King's the school, you know, the really posh one, really expensive posh one. His house group was called Galpins, and they did a song. They did an a cappella version of the song. And so we used that as the soundtrack. And it's just an amazing song, isn't it? It just takes you there to Africa and everything. Mm. Explain briefly, Hacks, why I use that song as a link to you. Because your filming career took you at some points to Africa, didn't it?
I was born in Kenya, actually.
Yes.
Was you?
My great-great-grandfather was killed by a rhino and my grandfather was killed by a buffalo.
Both
of them filming them.
Both of them filming them?
Yes. So I'm hoping that the similar fate is not set for me.
It's a good way to go, I guess.
Absolutely.
Wow.
No, but I've got a history in East Africa, and that's where I cut my teeth in filmmaking. I learned to not only film with a video cameras and so forth, because I come from a stills background, but I then went on to direct and produce documentaries for the History Channel, Nat Geo, and Animal Planet. So yes, Africa's my background. It's kind of my home. In fact, yes. I was actually in Aldington on Saturday, and there was a Kenyan festival. And I was so surprised how many Kenyans actually live in Kent.
Because there's quite a big African community here in Kent.
It was. So I got to stretch my Swahili down there. It was quite fun, actually, for the evening.
You talk Swahili?
Ndio Mebza.
I'm guessing that means yes.
Love
and not
it.
A bit rude.
I'm sorry, I can't respond back. We.
So then how do you go from doing such, we all think amazingly awesome, filming obviously wildlife and animals. And you spent, how long was it you spent filming those lions? Was it 3 months?
One assignment I got was we were 4 months in the field filming lion, and another one was 3 months filming elephant. You just get the phone used to ring and say, would you go and work there and do so? It requires you to live in the bush in a tent.
Of course.
With quite rudimentary, standards of living, as it were, and you would mostly live out of a Land Rover or a Toyota Land Cruiser and film and whatever, but they were exciting times.
Exactly. But then how do you go from that
to Ashford
to storytelling, filmmaking?
Well, it got to the point where spending those blocks of time were actually having an effect on my family life and members of my family, so I decided to kind of knock it on the head. And in the documentary industry, if you can't just take a couple of months out, people very quickly forget to phone you after that. But I was ready for a change. And at the time, the internet was becoming of age in terms of video, being able to play video. YouTube had been out for a few years. So I just saw an opportunity because I thought the way corporates were telling stories was kind of very dry, then very, staid. And documentary making is is storytelling and finding really interesting ways to actually tell the story, to build jeopardy or whatever. So I thought I would use those skills to and deliver them into a corporate world. So I decided to create my own small little video production company.
I was quite laughing because both me and Julia video. No, I just from a head above. So you can't.
Yeah. After about 7 years of doing that, just making films and delivering them to clients, I suddenly realized that there was a bigger opportunity because a lot of businesses would have films and would spend a lot of money having these films made, but they would do very little with them afterwards. Mm. You know, they'd put them on their website and say, right, okay, because they'd say, we've built it, they'll come. And of course, it takes a lot more to leverage video profitably. And, you know, it needs a strategy and so forth. And that's what happened. That's what caused me to morph Hacks Media into Prisma Broadcast and become an agency here based in Ashford.
And I guess that's the thing, isn't it? As you say, it's like with everything when you're running a business and all businesses of all sizes, the next big thing comes in and everyone has to get on it, but then everyone does it really badly. So obviously video has been, and it's been a good few years now, it's been, you know, the thing to do, to have video content. Everyone's doing selfie videos, everyone's doing a variety of different content, which is fine. But there's so many people doing it badly. And then doing a video, but then not utilising that content. As I was speaking before about all that video, hours and hours of video of Hacks has got of me. I just can't wait to see and watch it all. So we did a video. We managed to get a whole video of the charity fashion show of the whole evening. I think about 3 or 4 hours of video. Hacks didn't catch it all. The tech guys were filming the whole thing. So we filmed it all. And I sat for 2.5 hours watching the whole thing. It was just awesome just to see the whole thing. But you said people create all this content, but then don't do anything with it or don't have a plan for it. They just think, okay, I need to create some video. I'm going to create a video. And then that's it. They don't do anything else.
Because they don't usually know, do they, what to do?
No, that's it.
How do you put it out there in the best way?
It's just a question of making yourself aware. But you and I, when we first arrived, before we went on air, we were talking about businesses and their marketing, their attitude towards marketing. And, you know, it's a shocking indictment to the attitude, I think, that we have about business, how much business owners agree or schedule to spend on their marketing. And it's, you know, something like 87% of the UK businesses do not actually allocate a marketing budget in their business.
That's just crazy.
And when you go networking, you talk to a lot of people who say, oh, you know, I could be busy, or you know, business is all right, but I could be busy or whatever, or where do you get your clients, or how do you farm for your clients? And a lot of them is just referral. But beyond referral, there's no other strategy to go to it. And in marketing, you've got your passive state of marketing, you've got your active state of marketing, and then you've got your progressive state of marketing. And active passive is where you have referrals and you have a website and you're not really doing too much with it, whatever. But you get a gentle, tiny trickle, and you might do some networking to do that. But then active, you then get to a point where you actually start doing more social media. You start creating some posts and you go out properly networking. You know, you have business cards and you maybe do write blogs on your website and so forth. And then the next level is progressive. It's where you actually properly put a campaign and a strategy around certain objects or, you know, objectivity aspects of what you actually want to do in your business. And once you start to do that, then there is a noticeable increase in your lead generation because you're doing it deliberately.
Yeah.
But a lot of smaller businesses, particularly sole professionals, don't spend any money. So coming back to the video side of it, if you're not prepared to spend the money, then you need to invest your time to learn how to communicate and build your audiences because it's those audiences that will eventually come through to you.
It's all about the messaging, as you say, and it's all about the story, because we all have a story and that's what we want to represent because it's about hitting those emotional triggers in people, isn't it, as well?
Exactly. Emotional triggers are so important because that builds empathy and it helps other people remember who you are because you said something that resonates with them or your story resonated with them. So they will remember you, and that's very, very important.
Definitely.
Poignant means pause. I'm just listening because it's great. And that's the thing as well, is to say it's all about the storytelling. what was the key advice you'd give to people? Because people say, you know, I can't afford a professional videographer, filmmaker to work with me. You know, I want to do it myself on phone. At what point do people need to go, I need to allocate budget to get professional video?
Well, I think that everybody's got to allocate something to their marketing. Mm. And as I said earlier, it's either investing in your own time, learning how to do it yourself, which means not only just buying a good phone and maybe a lapel microphone, but also just working out what works in terms of, how do you appeal to a client. On social media, you've got less than 3 seconds now before someone scrolls through your post, whereas in the early days, it was up to 7 seconds.
People are so, it really drives me how impatient people are these days.
How do you stop people
life
scrolling?
You're just like stop!
Exactly. Look at me!
It could be almost as basic as that.
Yeah, exactly.
It could be.
It's a good idea.
A little bit of video saying, stop.
Being creative.
Of course, women, the best way we could do is, show a bit more cleavage. That might then stop, wouldn't it? Go back to basics.
I've tried that.
Go back to basics. Give them a flash. That'll make them stop for a minute.
Well, it will work for me, girls. Work for me. But that's it. You've got to kind of have a bit of a strategy and invest in how to do it and working out whether you're going to do it yourself or whether you get someone to do it. Mm.
And I guess a mixture of both works as well, though, doesn't it?
Yes.
The natural stuff.
I reckon there are 5 levels of marketing, or video rather.
Yeah.
You've got your live video, which is level 5. Then you've got your recorded video, which is very similar to live, but it's actually recorded on your phone and doesn't go out because most live publications die after 24, 48 hours. Then you've got level three, which is when you then make a conscious effort to invest in a little bit of kit, so a little microphone or a desk camera or something like that, and you pay attention to where you're going to be filming, and then you start writing your little bits and pieces around it and vlogs and so forth, and then you're posting deliberately. Level two is then when you need to then go to start telling a little bit more of a story, which requires you to get a bit more editing experience, learning how to, we call it B-roll or cutaways, is where you actually film yourself talking about it, but then you go and film an aspect of what you're talking to help illustrate that point. Clever. And that ups the production value. And then level one is where you get a professional production company come in and they storyboard it, they script it, they work out, where you're going to use the film, what you want the film to do. And for us in particular, we pay attention in our discovery as to how we can use the film and elements that we film on those filming days in other productions.
Yeah.
We just recently done a campaign for a client in London. And we did 2 days worth of shooting, but we've now got and scheduled 33 films that are going to be released for them over the next 6 months.
It's optimizing and getting the most out of it, isn't it? Hex, can I ask you, a lot of people suffer with camera fright. So what's your tips on helping them to relax, to be natural?
So.
The one word. I've got a really simple thing that I, and it never fails to work. Anybody who does it seriously, it never, ever fails to work. For 28 days consecutively, pick your camera phone up and talk to your camera about anything. You're never going to publish it. You're not going to share it with anybody. Nobody else is going to see it. Talk about something that's important to you, your kids, your favorite food, a type of wine that you like, anything. Find any subject, even Brexit.
Oh, God.
Did you just swear on it?
I did. anything that makes you impassioned in some form or another. And just talk for 30 seconds. And I guarantee you, the first 5 days, it'll be slightly awkward. Then between 5 and 10 days, it gets a little easier, but you're thinking, okay, what am I going to say? And by the time you get to day 10, you're thinking, okay, this is not as hard as I thought it would be. So you then start to venture into subjects that become a little bit more passion. That's when you start talking about your favorite stuff, your hobbies or whatever. And then by the time you get to day 15, day 20, you are now thinking, I'm going to talk about my business and aspects of your business. And you'll find that where you started off and you were doing, let's say, 30 seconds, by the time you get to day 20, you're doing 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes.
Yeah.
But nobody's going to see it, but you're getting so much more relaxed. So by the time you get to day 28, and because you've done it consecutively, everything that's going on in neurologically in terms of your habits and everything exactly. like that, you're becoming much less self-conscious because you've used to seeing yourself on camera. And you're now beginning to talk about stuff that really impassions you. And if that's your business, then you've primed yourself perfectly.
That's brilliant.
It works every time.
And how long then, when we've got to day 28 and we're ready to talk about ourselves, how long should that first video be that we then publish to the world? Because that's really hard to know. Should I make it short and snappy in a minute or two? But then if you're really passionate, as you say, you got to the point where you're ready, you want to share what you've got with the world, you want to make a 5, maybe even a 10-minute video and showcase things, demonstrate things. I mean, what's good?
Well, again, the strategy is very simple. Create something that is less than 2 minutes, less than 90 seconds optimally, that kind of teases people. And you build up that tease, so you think you get them to think, I want to know more, and then you invite them to go and see a longer version of it. So they'll then go, and that's a really great way to get them off social media and to visit your website, because they've made a commitment to invest in the time because your subject is relevant and appealing to them.
I like it.
So here's the question. So with each platform, and it keeps changing depending on how they're changing the algorithms and everything, because it used to be, you know, especially Facebook and that, you know, they just wanted a maximum minute and a half video and then that's it. Now, these days, Facebook likes longer video, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So where is the best platform outside of, so I'm changing my mind as I go along here, but I wanted to ask about whether to use YouTube or sit them on your website. Where's the best place to, if you're going to make like a series of story videos and stuff like that, where's the place, is it still good to have a YouTube channel and run things through YouTube or sit them on your website? What do you think?
I think it's very important to have a YouTube channel because it's a one central place that people can go and see your back catalogue.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned about, you know, 160 shows or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, there's got to be a central place where people can go back and actually have a look. So YouTube it's free. It's really easy to set up or relatively easy to set up. And then you can store all your stuff on there. But you've got to think about what content and maybe you categorize it or give, you know, set up playlists and so forth. Again, just invest a little bit of time, and there's plenty of resource out there about how to do it. There's lots of people talking about how to do it and what tricks and tips, which is good. So you know, you can self-teach yourself really quickly. But coming back to how do you do it, it's a question of, you know, in articles or posts on LinkedIn, for instance, again, that's another place that you can you can have a library. But you should also have a good access point in your website, so people spend time on your website. YouTube is a great search engine. It is probably the biggest search engine. It's slightly overtaking Google in the sense that Google are now concentrating more on searches and specific algorithms in terms of supporting general content. But video, and I said this I think on my last show, have a game with yourself. Try and find a subject on YouTube that's not being filmed about.
Yeah,
my God, is that possible?
ask YouTube a question, isn't it?
Exactly.
And then it will come up with.
And almost every time now, because there's the technology's gone on a bit more now, every time Google will serve up a video about a topic that you're searching. And you'll find that when it serves you the video, it's actually found the area or the section of the video that it pertains
to.
Wow. Really?
Exactly.
That specific.
Phenomenal. Yeah.
Because it's now got the technology around it so it can actually listen to and pick up information.
Well, didn't you know Google's a human, really? Mr. Google.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And so therefore, going back to where I started the question, optimum time. So you still think keep it short and sharp and lead people to the longer video rather than put in like a 4, 5, 6 minute video on social media, just put a teaser on and then lead them to your YouTube channel or to your website.
Exactly. Keep it relevant and short. Make sure that you have captions. Now, I've actually just changed my mind about captions. I always thought captions would, as a filmmaker, would traditionally take away from the content and the aspect of filmmaking. But a lovely lady who is deaf wrote back to me when I posted this on LinkedIn, and she laid out a whole really succinct set of arguments about why we should pay attention to captioning. But now people are just still putting small captions on, and I don't know whether it's just me, but I feel that the captions are too small.
But put your glasses on. Because they're too big, you'll cover everything up, won't you?
Well, again, design your films so that they don't.
Okay.
You know? And there are ways. And now on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram, as well as LinkedIn, you can put upright video and square video. So if you've got if you've shot your stuff on normal landscape, you've still got real estate above and below. Yeah. If you were to format it, the actual post with video, where you can actually put text.
But then that's also difficult because I know there's. There's lots of. Now, there's more ways to create those subtitles. Obviously, there's a long, painful way, which is sitting there and listening and typing it out yourself. But there's a brilliant website called rev.com, which is like a dollar a minute to create
or
a subtitle.
Or a word.
No, a dollar a minute.
A minute.
Yeah, yeah. Which is fantastic. But obviously, it doesn't embed the subtitles onto your video. It just creates the SRT file.
Yeah.
And then obviously with LinkedIn and Facebook, you can upload the SRT file. And I must say Rev.com are very, very accurate with their captioning which is great. But then you can't upload them onto Instagram or on your website because you can't embed those SRT files.
No, but there are now software out there that you can add your SRT file. It will then create a file that's got it embedded in. So it will give you another video file with it embedded in.
Perfect.
It's the difference between open captions and closed captions.
Right.
Closed captions is where you get an option and it's laid over the top of the video. And closed captions is where it's actually burnt into the video file.
Oh, we need to have that conversation after then because I need to know that. But what I want is somebody to create a very substantial app because obviously everyone's filming on their phones. You want to film it, you want to add the captions, you want to upload it. You need an app
simply
to do that for you.
Do it simply.
And there's no app currently that exists that does that. Because I know I've been looking. But we are unfortunately coming to the end of the show, which is a real shame. I've just seen the time. It's like, oh my God, so much more to say. Yeah. But I do notice your leaflet about Kilimanjaro. So was that something you wanted to mention?
No, simply because I'm actually going back out to Africa in March. Well, that's the plan. And part of it is to climb Kili. So,
you're going to go up Kili?
I saw
this in the reception area, and I thought, oh, okay. It's actually the fifth. It's run by the Demelza group. I would imagine it's a group sponsored event because the date is between the 5th and 14th of February 2021, and it's £195 registration fee.
But you're actually going up next year.
Well, that's the plan. My daughter and partner want to go up with her own.
And they're like, come on, you come with us.
Exactly. Come on, Dad. Exactly.
A little bit of interest
got it in you.
It's 19,000 feet above. It's the first and last thing the sun touches on the African continent. It's that high.
Yeah.
And if you climb it too quickly, you'll suffer from mountain sickness.
Yeah.
And there's a good proportion of people who try to do it in 3 days and they always come back down.
Yeah.
So it
makes
take a long time. That's the plan. It's a question of whether we want to spend 7 days doing it, going up and then coming down.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. A quick shout out how people can find you.
My website is prismabroadcast.com. My email is hacks@prismabroadcast.com. And I'm on the usual suspects, which is LinkedIn as Mike Hacks, Mike Hacker Hacks. And then on Twitter as Hacks Filmmaker. And Facebook as Mike Hacker.
Thank you so much. And we have come to the end of the show. We've fallen off the end. Join me next week when I'm joined in the studio by our cybersecurity and security expert, Richard Bell, and our guest. Don't forget to listen to the Business Bunker show on Tuesday with Paul. He's got a great lineup. Have a great weekend. Stay warm, stay dry. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders. This is Channel 2.